Ladies and gentlemen,
put your hands together.
It's something special right here. Hey, yo, you know who this is.
Baller Alert.
Welcome to the Baller Alert Show.
What it do, baby? It's OCT. The one and only Octavia, to be more exact.
Your boy Ferrari Simmons.
With your favorite Ethiopian soup solo.
This is the Baller Alert Show.
Baller Nation, what it do? We back with another episode of the Baller Alert Show. You already know me, OCT, and I'm with the homies.
Hey, man, it's the kid Ferrari Simmons.
Hey, young world, it's your best friend, Sue Solo.
Moray is in the building. How's it going, sir?
Hey, it's going fine, my boy. How about y'all? Good to see y'all again. I ain't see y'all in a minute.
Good to see you.
Yeah, we still waiting to do this in person. Street Sermons is out. I love it.
Thank you. Hold me. Before you start, I'm waiting to hear what you got to say. No, don't push. I wonder what you're going to say. I'm glad you listened to it, bro.
Nah, I love it. Sue, what's going on over there, Sue?
What the heck?
What you got going on? You got your whole lip done? You got your lip done? You got a date today?
So today we are talking to Moray, all right? And damn, I feel like I'm in a quicksand. Can you relax?
Oh,
shit, can I breathe? Anyways, it is good to see you. The last time we spoke to you, it was for our afternoon show, Rari and Sue at 2 on Street Sound 45. And, you know, I'm noticing today for the Baller Alert podcast that you're a little icy. I don't remember this ice, the first interview. So yes, clearly, ma'am, Something has changed. And here you go, still talking about, yes, ma'am. Okay, it's just Sue. It's just Sue Solo. He's just so proper. I can't. So listen, now tell us about this ice, honey, because something has changed from the first interview.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie. I wanted to be simple with the golds, and then I lost my golds. So I was like, fuck it, I ain't wearing no more grills. I'm going to get my teeth white and say, fuck it, smile all day. And then I was like, shit, I need some jewelry. So I bought like two little rope chains for like $5,000, like just two little small chains. And somebody was like, yo, I got you a watch. So I'm like, all right, the watch is fire. I opened the damn box. What the fuck is
this? Got you a watch?
Somebody got you a watch?
Oh, yeah. Moshe Leezy. Pick six, baby. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. We in here. He got me the watch. And I was like, this is crazy. This is crazy gift I've got in my life. So I put it on and I had my two rope chains. And like Southside was like, yo, bro, that don't go, bro. You can't. He's like, look at my neck. I said, I can't have your kind of neck, bro. You got a crazy chain that I can't. He was like, nah, you gotta do something different. So I said, I'm gonna keep it how I wanna do it, be myself, be different. I looked in the mirror and got ready to take a picture and I was like, this don't match. I gotta get something different. So I just got me a little chain.
Okay, now real quick, Moray, I see you shining now, but you know, there was a time, you know, you had a come up, man, and I was reading about your story a little bit, and it's quite interesting. You talk about, man, but you have lived quite a life thus far. Can you let us know here at Ball Alert who Moray is?
Moray is a regular guy that's been through stuff like everybody else, who really just trying to make better out of my worst. Take everything I've learned from the bad, turn it into good, and just be positive. I think we all have done things in life that we are sad about or wish we didn't do. So now I kind of want to just be happy and make everybody life around me better. Whether it be through smiles, whether it be through interactions, whether it be through me helping you out literally with some bread, don't matter. I just want to be different. I want to be genuine. I want to have a good time. I want to enjoy my life for the first time ever. Just want to enjoy my shit. That's it.
I mean, to kind of put a little context to it, your phone was cut off when you found out that, you know, you had pretty much been discovered. You were really at your bottom, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Or at least a lot of people would consider that to be your bottom. So it really wasn't you had a cool situation and you made it better. You really did come from super hardship. And I think your joy and the music, and I said this last time, but like the way you just dance in the videos and just the energy that you give, it's just so lovable. And it just makes it seem like, you know what, no matter how hard life is, you can still exude this joy and spread positivity. And I think you do that so well.
Facts. And I want to expound on that a little bit. Can you just give us a little bit of your journey up to this point, up into quicksand?
I mean, honestly, like my journey started off in the church. I was a little boy. My mom really raised me by herself. So it's kind of like when you're a boy being raised by a woman who has to work like a man, it's really hard to figure out, you know what I mean, which way to go. Because my mom worked so hard that I didn't have nobody there to tell me, hey, don't do that, don't do this, or to hug me like come here, give me a hug, because she had to work so much. And I ain't had nobody there, like, yeah, I whooped your ass, you just go outside and do this. So I didn't have that strong, you feel me? So I really just had to find my own self. And when you're finding yourself through other people, you will never find yourself. And I got lost trying to be every single cool person I've ever met, till I became a mumbo jumbo collage of assholes. And I was like, I really don't want to do this anymore. I want to be somebody different. And when I finally moved back to North Carolina and when I was 18, I was like, I really want to start a family one day. I want to be a different, like, I'm in a different city now. I'm back in my home. I want to be somebody different. I don't want to be that knucklehead anymore. I want to change. So I did it.
Wait. You said something. You said, I want to start a family. And yes, when we interviewed you last, you revealed to us that you actually do have a family.
Yes,
and
I do.
Correct me from, you are married or engaged?
Married, my boy. Married. Big married. He's come at 3 years.
That's
a dope thing. Usually new artists are single and mingling. Mm-hmm.
That's so why he's that lived like a lot of life so far.
Yeah.
Ferrari, his wife's phone is the phone that got the ring about the deal.
Yep.
They had to call his wife's phone.
Yes, ma'am. Look,
how is that for you, like, with all this success and being married?
It's easier.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people think it's harder, but if you're not trying to have sex with a lot of girls, then it would be hard, I guess. If you're trying to be out here having sex, but I'm married, bro. I have sex every night. I'm lit. Like, I don't have to go out there and pay for no pussy. I don't.
So you think your wife's sex life is good? It's great.
It's great. That's my baby. I wasn't married if it wasn't. You feel me? She lit. That's why I don't gotta cheat. That's my thing. And I don't care what nobody gotta say. None of these females will ever be good enough. That's a fact. I'm so sorry. I love you. Okay, I all my female fans. I want some songs about fuck for you.
I hear you, boy. I hear you. Yes, sir. Yeah.
Everybody said, look, the way you're acting, every nigga give me the same vibe. Like, nah, nigga, you say that. I mean that shit, bro. Like, my wife, we've been through some shit, and I understand who she is.
Black love. We love that. Yes. Okay.
But you know, one thing I really love about you, Moray, is like your voice, man. Like, you can hear all of that experience, that time that you were talking about. You can hear all that pain in your voice. You know what I'm saying? It kind of reminds me of like a kind of a male version of Mary J. Blige, how much pain you can hear when she's singing, you know. Sure. And whenever you sing, it like puts me in that mode. Tell us when you got with Pick Six.
I got with Pick Six. I want to say July, into July, August is when I started talking to Mo, and we Quicksand got 100,000 views in October. So 4 months before October.
And then y'all re-released it, right?
Mm-hmm. It was crazy because I was so scared. Like, I had like a couple thousand views. He was like, bro, we need to clean it up. Clean up the editing and all that stuff like that. I'm like, bro, I'm going to lose all my 3,000 views, bro. Like, you tripping. I can't lose these. I was like, I can't lose these, bro. You tripping. He was like, you gonna get them back. I was like, no, I'm not. Like, no. I used to watch this every day. Like, it takes forever. It took me like a month or two to get 3,000 views. I'm like, bro, I'm not doing that, bro. But I listened to him, and it worked out in our favor. So, but that was the most nervous time ever. Bruh, I did not want to lose those views.
Smash and now on the radio.
You've been rewarded with millions of views.
Yes, ma'am.
Millions of streams.
What, twice an hour, every hour?
Yeah.
It's on. It is on.
We went from Quicksand, and now you on the new Cole project, The Off Season, My Life. How'd you get that collaboration going?
Cole is cool. Like, since I started, like, when I put up Quicksand.
Isn't he from you from? He's from?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. From the Hill. Yes, sir. 2-6 and Big Fayetteville. How you talking about? But now he called me. Was like, yo, I'm proud of you. You're doing a good job. I said, hell yeah. He was like, yo, I want to know if you want to hop on a song with me. And when he asked, I don't know why he asked what he asked, because you J. Cole, you don't got to ask. You could have said, bring your ass up here, do the song. I said, hell yeah. What the fuck? But he was like, yo, you want to do it? I let you hear it, da-da-da-da. Bro, I left the same night. I said, yeah, I got to go, bro. No bullshit. Like, I'm trying to go see you right now. You J. Cole, nigga. Hell yeah. Went in the studio with me, played the beat, let me know what I was going to be doing. And his process, that nigga's a genius, bro.
What's the vibe with J. Cole? Like, give us the scene. Like, what, set it up for us.
J. Cole is a genuine person. Like, a normal, for him to be who he is, he's normal as shit. Mm-hmm. It's so weird for him to be like, when you the GOAT, you supposed to act, I guess, like the GOAT.
Yeah, he's
the what?
He's my GOAT.
He's on God, as he should be. He's the kind of guy you can sit next to, watch a movie, smoke a blunt with him, hang out and chill, and he is worth and who he is, and you will never tell because he's a cool ass nigga. I brought some of my niggas from my squad with me, and he embraced them and talked to them like they were like, you feel me? Like he didn't act different. He didn't like nah. He was a cool ass nigga, bro. And I fuck the boy.
What's Moray making for an appearance now?
And if you asked you that last time, you didn't tell her an answer.
I didn't know then. I don't know now. No cap. I just
come
show
on
up.
Now, me? Friend. That's bad business. That don't make no sense.
It's not bad business, but sometimes you got to keep your secrets.
Okay, well, say that. Don't say you don't know. Just say that then, okay?
Bet. You're right. You're right. Yeah, I can. Yes, ma'am.
I want to talk about Street Sermons.
Mm-hmm.
Features, I didn't see any. What's going on?
I really wanted this project to be me. I want people to hear this, hear my project, be like, yo, I know who Moray is now. I didn't want to be, oh, Moray's hot because of this, Moray's hot because of that, or Moray's hot because of this person. I wanted to be like, I heard Moray, now I'm ready to hear what Moray can do further. I wanted to give just me so you can get to know me. When you on a date, would you take your homie?
Okay.
Would you know? Bet. I want you to fall in love with me. I'll take my friends. I'm sorry.
Come on now. You
a lot of people don't follow that concept anymore.
I guess because it's easier. It makes it easier when you got big features. It's simple. When you got a big feature, it's so easy because they already on. I didn't want it to be that for me. I wanted to be like, hey, Moray, this is who I am. Do you accept me? And people do. So now I'm ready for the features. You feel me?
That was the question. Are you going to have features on the next one?
I hope to. I want them to be genuine relationships, though. It won't be no like, oh, I don't know him, so I'm paying for a feature. I want it to be like, I've talked to you, we're cool, we hung out, or I know you. There will be no features on my album if I don't mess with you. I can't work that way. I need to be able to be cool with you so we can perform this song together and have a great video and have great, you feel me, friendship. I don't like none of the figure phony. So if I do have a feature, just know that I really rock with them.
You need synergy. You need it to be a vibe 100%.
Yes, it's beyond us just at work. You feel me? Like, we're in the same school. Can we be cool? Can we join cliques? Can we be like, can I call you? Like, what's up, nigga? What you doing? Let's link up. That's the kind of features I'm doing.
I just got one last question. The Moray spelling of your real name versus your stage name. Why did you switch it up like that? It's the same. It's pronounced the same, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I did that because people in the South, it's harder for them to pronounce my name. So it's Moray, Mora, Moraya. So it's never Moray. So I said, let me spell it exactly how it sounds so there's no confusion. So I just put Mora and then Ray. I should have like put a little hype or something. I don't know why I didn't put that in. It's too late now.
Not the South, though. Mm-mm. I feel like you just tried us.
No, I am the South, so I ain't try it. They know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. They know the vibe. Mm-hmm. So we country, as we say street, scrawl, strawberry, scrub. We know the vibes.
Period. Big part.
We say shit wrong.
We got Moray right here holding it down for R&B on the Baller Alert Show. Street Sermons available everywhere you can buy music. We're going to take a quick break from the Baller Alert Show. Come right back with In Case You Missed.
You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
This is Moray and I'm kicking it with the Baller Alert Show podcast with Ferrari Simmons, Sue Solo, and OCT.
Just in case you missed it. All right, Moray, we got In Case You Missed It going on right about now. Just a few things going on today in the industry, and you know, you can chime in, give your opinion. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees 2021. We got to shout out Tina Turner, Jay-Z, Gil Scott-Heron, LL Cool J, Clarence Avant.
That's fire as hell.
Hopefully Moray be a part of that lineup later on. You know?
Oh, hopefully. Blessings. Look, I'll let God do that.
For sure. We're going to move on to some new music out. Migos Straightening. Y'all heard that?
Mm-hmm.
That's your fire.
J. Cole drops The Off Season. Moray is on that project. My Life.
Fire.
21
fire,
Savage. Fire, Nicki fire. Minaj drops Beat Me Up Scotty. Available on all streaming platforms right now. And she drops some new music with Drake and Lil Wayne. Seeing Green. Fractions. And Crocodile Teeth. Y'all heard that new Nicki?
Yeah, I did. I loved it. Of course, shout out to my OG, DJ Holiday, one of the first people to put me on the radio and put me on the scene out here in Atlanta. So he was the main person who put that project out with Nicki Minaj. So
mm-hmm.
he can come back out again and go through it. It was dope to see.
Shout out to, you know, Rolling Ray, who said that he heard some of his inspiration on Fractions, you know, Nicki Minaj's Fractions. Nicki's fans are definitely dragging him and Roland Ray. I just want you to know that I absolutely enjoy you. Ray.
You're a clout chaser. Go ahead.
I enjoy you, Roland Ray. I think you are hilarious. But we just gonna leave Nicki alone, okay? We just gonna leave her out of any clownery, okay? Proceed.
We just glad she back.
Be careful. They gonna leave you alone too. Your fans gonna leave. But go ahead.
They gonna check out.
Well, we want to send prayers up real quick. Lastly, in case you miss it, we just want to send prayers up to Tank right now. He has announced that he's going deaf in his ear.
What?
Yeah.
So I'm going through something right now, and I want to use my situation to encourage your situation. I'm going completely deaf in my right ear, and I'm kind of losing sound in my left. I'm dizzy, can't walk a straight line. All of this out of nowhere. Don't know how or why. Seen the doctors, got MRI and all that good stuff going on. Medication, you know, all of that. But, you know, it still hasn't given me a reason to give up. Still hasn't given me a reason to stop feeling like I can do and be everything that I've set out to be. The goals are still the same, to be great, to be the greatest. And I want to say that to you too, no matter what you're going through, no matter where you find yourself, whether your body's failing you, whether your mind is failing you, whether your spirit is failing you, keep going, keep pushing. I'm gonna document my process just to show you the fight, just to show you that you're still in it. We're still in it.
It's pretty wild. He said that he's been getting like these headaches out of nowhere. You know, the hearing just kind of going in and out, but he is in good spirits. You know, he says he's going to fight, and it's not keeping him from continuing to pursue his dreams and doing what he got to do. So we definitely send our prayers out to Tank.
You know, that happened to Foxy Brown back in the day too. She had to get surgery.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
It's a thing. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's connected to your speech too, so that goes out.
Yeah, that's I hope we get it straight. We need more Tank music, bro.
We need some music. Yeah.
For sure. Now, we love Tank.
What about Baby Blue, y'all? He's about to plead guilty in his PPP fraud case. And this man said that he not tripping because he gonna come out buff like Gucci Man. He gonna be the hottest rapper alive when he comes out for PPP fraud.
He was on he was on the FBI federal list for taking that PPP loan. And he over here talking about working out and getting buff.
I mean, he's had a rough, you know, little time, you know, from he did get shot at his listening party. And then he said he was in the hospital. He said that he had to learn how to walk and talk again. And then he was outside at the club walking and talking. And then now he said he not tripping about going to jail for frauding the government at that, because he gonna come out buff like Gucci and the number one rapper.
This is what I would say. You should have to chime in a little bit. That nigga apology was hell. Great mindset. Do your thing, brother. That's how you feel. You gonna get through it, my nigga. Do your damn thing. Everybody got their own vice. Use it. Fuck it.
There it is. Done with that topic.
And I didn't want to say it, but you know, one of the hottest topics out here right now is Portia Williams. You know, so you want to comment on that or not? Because you know,
it's y'all think of it the T.
All right, so I am a Real Housewives of Atlanta fan. I just love the Housewives franchise. Period. Okay, we don't know enough of anything to know what's really going on. But
her homegirl husband.
Okay.
She engaged to a homegirl husband.
Oh shit.
Okay.
So well, according to Portia, that's not her homegirl, but it's definitely her castmate.
They're having sex wrong, she pregnant.
Oh, she pregnant.
We don't know if she's pregnant for a fact. We don't know that.
Yo, we got a mix. What are you talking about? That's a fighting situation.
Okay, so what happened is there was a new castmate on The Real Housewives of Atlanta named Fallon. Fallon invited Portia and the crew to her house. They met Fallon's husband named Simon. Fast forward, actually this past January, Fallon and her husband Simon filed for divorce. Last week or earlier this week, Portia announced to the world that she is now in love with Simon, Fallon's ex, Now, mind you, Fallon was introduced on the show as Portia's friend. Portia, however, is saying, we ain't friends like that. And, you know, he's single now. So the divorce is not even final yet.
He's single now, but he married.
In January. But he is married. They are not divorced officially yet. But now he and Portia are engaged, and Portia is allegedly pregnant.
I ain't gonna lie to you, as a man, that's way too much. I'm so sorry.
It's a lot,
that's,
right?
That's way too much. No disrespect. I don't watch that because it's way too much. I really can't deal with all of this. Like, it's just too much. Like, if it was like, half the stuff that go down, you probably be scrapping niggas for. And like, I ain't got time for this. They be throwing water and shit. Listen, bro. I ain't got no time for that shit. I'm sorry. That shit sound crazy.
Morey said he is tapped out of the Portia news. He don't
know what to do with it. That's some Jerry Springer shit, bro. For real.
Listen, well, word on the street is Portia has a new special with Bravo, and it should be airing later this year. We'll see what happens.
No, chill.
Bullshit.
You ain't got a street sermon for Portia.
I do, baby girl. Love yourself. That's it. No matter, I don't know what y'all beef about, just love yourself. The other girl too, I don't know her name. Love yourself.
She needs to listen to that. That's on God.
Don't beef with each other over a man. If you mad at her and she's mad at her and the niggas in the middle, that's the problem. Fuck boy.
Okay, my man.
There you got it.
Word up. That's great.
Right with daughter, the street so service.
I'd be damn if my daughter go do that. I'ma beat ball up. I ain't got time. My daughter not dealing with that. Word up. So hey, some fatherly advice to any females gonna do that. If you beef with your friend over a nigga, the nigga's definitely the problem.
Thank you, Moray.
All right, y'all heard it here. Moray with the Street Sermon, available everywhere you buy music. He is chilling with the Baller Alert Show. We're gonna take one more commercial break and be back with Baller Mail.
We'll be right back.
Stay tuned
with more of the Baller Alert Show. You're listening to a special edition of the Baller Alert Show.
This is Maureen. I'm kicking it with the Baller Alert Show podcast with Ferrari Simmons, Sue Solo, and OCT.
Message. We are back for one of my favorite parts of the show. It is called Baller Mail, and Maureen is here, so he gets to chime in. You're going to answer first, sir. Hey, Rory. My lady is pregnant, but I'm starting to have my doubts. We had a break in our shit, and we each went and did our thing. We got back together and been locked in all the way since the break, but she pregnant and she been acting weird towards me, like she's nervous about having this baby. If the baby ain't mine when he or she arrives, I'm out. I can't raise another man's kid. Only issue is, I know the dude who she slept with. We not cool or nothing, but what do you think though? Should I approach her about it? Mention it to him, or should I be patient and see how things pan out? Shit got my nerves real bad. We stay together too.
Keep it a band with you. You gotta be honest. Let her sit her ass down, let her know, hey, I know you fuck, what's her name? We are together now. Is this baby mine? If you're not willing to ask that question, your dumb ass gonna be stuck there with her for the rest of your life. Understand this. If you're not honest with yourself, how can you be honest with her? Either she gonna tell you, yeah, it is, or yeah, it's not, and you get a DNA. Don't be afraid to get that Dana, nigga. What you mean? You know she cheated already. Did you cheat? If so, y'all niggas is even. Shut your ass up and stay there. If the baby's yours, take care of your kid, brother. But if the baby is not yours, pack your shit and leave. You already know she fucked the nigga already, so that's already a strike one. But if the baby yours, you still got to take care of the baby. But don't lie. Be honest right now. Let her know, hey, is it mine? Let her know how you feel right now before it's too fucking late. Don't stay there and sit there and pretend like you love her, hugging up on her, holding her, and then the baby come, you want to leave. No, keep it real right now so nothing is misconstrued. And the fact that you live with her, you might have to move if it ain't your kid. Be prepared for that as well.
I like that advice. That was good, straight up. Listen, there's no need to tiptoe. Ain't nobody walking on no eggshells. You need to find out. Ask her if you think she's acting funny, because the baby might not be yours. Like, go ahead and figure it out. And listen, I don't want to necessarily say that they were cheating on each other because they said that they took a break, okay? You did your thing, she did her thing. Unfortunately, she wound out pregnant. Okay, yeah. So now y'all got to figure out, is this relationship worth fighting for? Or can we work this out? But that baby being yours or not is going to be a big determining factor. So go ahead and find out. Don't drag it out.
That's something before I go.
I'm going to put a hallelujah on that street sermon by yours truly, Moray. What you got, Rari?
Well, listen here, young buck. You sound like you're 25 years old or younger. But if you're 30 and older and you're doing some stuff like this, I mean, you got to understand the consequences of your actions and her actions. And yeah, it's a real conversation. Make sure y'all have that conversation. Do not wait to have the conversation. The longer you wait, the longer your nerves is going to get bad. Matter of fact, the worse your nerves is going to get bad. You're going to be able to try different scenarios in your damn head. And then don't be needing to think about scenarios, because we can't handle shit like this, okay? This ain't in our emotional, we're not emotional stable to handle information like this, especially if you think the baby is not yours. If you think the baby is not yours and she's acting like the baby might not be yours, y'all need to have this conversation out the way ASAP. And you know the dude who she slept with? Oh, man. So you probably think about how he had her and he was nothing her wrong and all that. Listen here, bro. Go on, get this out the way ASAP, because the longer you wait, you see that man, you might hit that man with your car. You might, you know what I'm talking about? Depending on if you at work, you might do some crazy shit, some fraud shit on his account. I don't know what you do. If you was in the bank and he came to cash his check, you might fuck his whole shit up. Don't do that, bro, because you won't go to jail just like them PPP people, okay? Don't do that. Go ahead and have that conversation with little mama tonight and be careful, because she is pregnant. And don't say nothing crazy, because she fuck around kill your ass because she got emotional
hormones
going on. They pregnant, okay? I done had 4 kids. I know about pregnant women. I'm just letting you know.
Okay.
Mind your manners when you talk to her, because she's pregnant. She's with child. So if she kill your ass, she probably
she
not
will stab you.
Okay? So yeah.
Congratulations. Your performance aired on Jimmy Kimmel. You done made it to the top, dog. I feel like you just about to be out of there. I cannot wait to...
Hey, I'm proud
like
of you.
I told you.
Look,
yes.
Sue, when did we talk to him? Was that about 4 months ago?
This was a little while ago, and yeah. I just remember just being so happy because of the energy you give, and you giving the same energy right now. So congratulations on everything you've accomplished from then to now, and we are of course looking forward to see what you got next. Make sure you keep up with the Baller Alert Show podcast. Let us know what you got going on. Now tell everybody where to find you real quick, all your socials before we get out of here.
You can find me on every social media under the same name, Moray the One, MORRAYDA One. Hey, listen, y'all not messing with these baller niggas. Y'all are lame, bro. I fuck with y'all podcast. And I can't wait to see y'all in person. Y'all vibe is dope. I love y'all, man. Real rap.
We love you too, best friend.
Here.
Thank
Tree Sermons available
that.
Everywhere you can buy music.
Yes,
Moray, it's the Baller Alert Show podcast. We'll see you next time, y'all. Baller Alert.
Can't get enough of Baller Alert? Follow us on all social media platforms at Baller Alert or log on to BallerAlert.com.